Coming up on Main Menu, Episode 2 from the Script Man, Jim Snowbarger, looking at JFW script writing. Before we get into that, I have been asked by numerous people this week on the email, well, are you going to have something on Window Eye set fire writing? The answer is yes. We are working on that as we speak, and hope to have something very soon, a similar series starting on set fire writing for Window Eye users, so do not despair. In the meantime, here's Jim.
Well, last week in our little fireside chat about the subject of writing scripts for JAWS for Windows, we talked about some basic concepts, said that virtually everything on the screen was a window and that we could get at those windows to determine various things about them, said windows could be contained within other windows or contain windows themselves, thus describing the parent and child window relationship. We talked about a unique thing called a handle, which was a number that we could use to get at the various attributes describing a window. Those attributes would tell us what we could learn from the window and what we could do with it, how to treat it. So we talked about those basic things, plus the fact that JAWS provides application-specific customization, and we'll talk this week about how that's done. There are several pieces to that, and JAWS takes a two-layered approach, actually. The bottom layer, the most basic layer, is what's called the default configuration. It comes to you from the factory, and you can fine-tune it to your heart's content. And it describes virtually everything that can be controlled about JAWS, all the way from what it speaks to whether it echoes keystrokes to the verbosity settings and all of that, all the way down to the frames and the scripts that you've defined for the application. The default layer has a lot of scripts, and we can actually look at those and look at the code that's been written to do what we normally take for granted. When you're running a particular application, though, JAWS brings in another layer, which is the app-specific stuff, and that may be nothing, or it may be just a few things. It's a lot like imagine yourself having two templates, one laying on top of the other. The bottom one is pretty heavily filled in, and the top one is almost entirely transparent, but has a couple of things filled in. And those things that are filled in the top layer overshadow the things in the lower layer. Even though they're there, we've got something specified in the top layer to override it. And in my example here, the top layer represents the application-specific stuff. The bottom layer is the default behavior. Let's talk about the files that exist to describe a particular application's customization. Let's say that you're running Notepad, which we shall now do.
Alt-Control-N. Untitled Notepad.
And now we're running Notepad.exe. That's the program we're running, and I suppose this will tell us, won't it?
Default settings, Notepad.xmoteepad.exe.
Notepad.jcf, for example, would be the JAWS configuration file. And that describes everything you can control from the configuration manager, which we'll find along the way, I imagine. There's a notepad.jdf that might exist. And all of these may or may not exist. In fact, you may have none of them. You may have a few of them. You may have all. The JDF file is the dictionary file. That's the pronunciation dictionary. The JAWS, the JFF file, as in JAWS frame file, would obviously contain the description of any frames that you had. And last week we talked a bit about frames, just a rectangle on the screen that is of interest to you. Associated with that is a JAWS, or a notepad.jfd file. That file contains the documentation for the frames that you've written down, and we'll discover how you write documentation as we go through here. We might have a notepad.jgf file, which would contain the graphics information if we had some special graphics in Notepad we wanted to label. And then there are a host of files that relate to scripts. The script language itself, the stuff you can read, is generally written in the JSS file. And we're going to write one of those rather shortly here. And that will be just basically a text file. In fact, most of these that I've mentioned so far are just text files that you can edit with a text editor if you want, but JAWS provides a handy set of managers that actually are better used with these files. But JAWS does not execute the JSS file, the JAWS script source file. because it's written in English and it's not very efficient for a machine. It needs to be condensed and compiled and cross-referenced and made a lot more efficient, turned into machine code. And that, we use the script compiler to process the JSS file and create the JavaScript binary, the JSB file. There are two other files that often get used as well. There's in our example, the notepad.jsh and JSM files. These files can be included into the JSS file with a statement that says include notepad.jsh and include notepad.jsm. And all that really does is just basically effectively copy the text from these JSM and JSH files into the JSS file, as far as the compiler is concerned. If you read it, you'll just read the JSS with the include statements, but when the compiler goes feeling through the JSS file, it will pick up these JSH and JSM files as well. And they're used to define special constants and things like that we'll understand a little bit better as we get deeper into it. First off, let's talk about keyboard processing. And what we're going to do is write a keyboard script. Because last week we told you that there were two different kinds of scripts. There's the event script, which happens when certain events occur, like new text being written to the screen, etc. And there are the keyboard-driven scripts. And that reminds me of a file I forgot to mention here. The JKM file, the JAWS keymap. That is a list of keystrokes and associated scripts. And what happens when you press a key is the operating system first hands that key to JAWS. JAWS looks in its keymap for this application, sees if there's anything listed for that keystroke, and then it looks in the default keymap, default.jkm, and if it didn't find anything in there either, it will pass the keystroke on to the application. If it did find a script to run, it'll run that script, and it won't pass the key on to the application. Well, let's write one here for Notepad.
Untitled Notepad.
Let's get into one of the managers here. Actually, there are a host of managers, and let's do insert F2.
Run JAWS Manager, Configuration Manager, 107.
And now we find a list of various managers we can run. That's the configuration manager, and he's the guy who creates the JCF file.
Dictionary manager.
I down arrowed, and we got the dictionary manager creating the JDF file. If we want to do a little pronunciation thing, we'll do that.
Frame manager.
Frame manager.
Graphics labeler. Keyboard manager. Script manager.
By the way, the keyboard manager there would allow us to change the keystroke we had assigned to a script if we decided to after the fact, or maybe add a second key to it as well. Or delete one.
Window class reassigned. Script manager.
There was the script manager we're interested in. We'll be back there in a second.
Window class reassigned.
That's the last one, I think. Window class reassigned, we talked about a bit last time. If you want to describe a custom window as something that's familiar to JAWS, you can go do that. That's a subject probably for another program.
Script manager.
I up arrowed back to that guy, and we'll run it.
Enter.
JAWS script manager dash left bracket notepad.jss right bracket notepad.jss.
There's another hotkey that we often use to get in here. Insert 0 has been traditionally used and a very quick way to get directly to the script manager. In fact, insert 0, insert 8 is the keyboard manager, 9 is the frame manager, insert 6 is the configuration manager. You get to know those pretty well after a while. Don't worry about them now. We are now basically in a text editor.
JAWS script manager dash left bracket notepad.jss right bracket include quote JAWS.jsh quote.
Here in the first line of this is exactly one of those include statements I was telling you about.
Length.
Let's look at the menu in this guy.
Length.
Actually, let's go to the bottom of the file with a control down arrow, control end.
End script. Length.
Enter.
Okay, we get down here where we can actually write something ourselves. Let's look at the menu. Tap the Alt key here.
File, edit, script, view, window.
Okay, so your basic menu bar, going right arrowed across there.
Script, menu, new script, dot, 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 control, plus E, script.
This is the interesting stuff. There we can, we get to know these hotkeys rather well. That's if we want to make a new script, and let's just go ahead and do that here.
Enter.
New script, general page, script name, colon.
We got to have a name for the script. Let's just call it, what the heck, Test 2. There might be a test in here already. I'm playing this a lot. Tab?
Tab can be attached to key, not yet.
Well, we want this to be attached to a key, so we'll check it.
Chat space. Tab synopsis colon.
Now we're in the documentation fields here, where we can skip this if we like, but it's helpful to write down stuff, especially for future reference, to remind you of what you did and why. I'll just write a couple quick things in here.
T-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-C-E-S-T-A-S-C-R-I-P-P. Tab description colon.
N-O-T-H-I-N-G-E-S-T-R-A-C-E-O-S-A-Y.
Nothing extra to say.
Right, okay, we won't put anything there, just obviously fooling around. If you're writing for real, you want to put useful things in here, but we aren't. Tab?
Tab category colon.
I don't know what category is about. You can choose various categories for these things to go in, and I don't really know how. I think that's for future use. And today, I don't know what it means.
Tab assigns the hotkey.
Here we get to choose the hotkey. Oh, yeah. Well, let's call it J.
J.
Just for the heck of it. Normally, for hotkeys, for special scripts, you would use unusual things like Control-Alt-J or Shift-Control-J or, you know, keys with modifiers so they stay out of the way. But in this particular case, I'm doing J for a reason.
Tab, okay.
Okay, now I can just push OK, and away we go.
Enter.
Notepad.js.
Now we're back to that, and our cursor is positioned between two interesting lines of text.
Land.
If I go up arrow here.
Script test 2, left paren, right paren.
It says script test 2, left paren, right paren. That's it. That left paren, right paren is just a syntactic thing that will be more useful in other circumstances than it is here. For now, we'll just accept it. So that... if you read through the script file, the JSS file, you'll find this thing where it'll say script and then a name, and that says we're beginning a script. Down arrow.
Blank. 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 End script.
And there's the end script, which is another key word. In between these two here,
blank. Blank.
We're going to put our code. Well, now, let's find something interesting here. All I want to do is say a string of text. And I am not supposed to use this function, but I think there's something called say string or something like that, but I'm not exactly sure. And there's a hotkey for this, but for the moment we'll do the menu thing.
File, edit, script.
Move over to script, move down.
New script, dot, 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 delete script, control plus L. Insert function call, dot, 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 control plus I.
Insert function call. I want to make a function call. JAWS has a bunch of what they call built-in functions that we will explore in quite some depth here, things that they've defined that we can conveniently call to do things. We can write our own functions as well, and we haven't talked yet about what functions are, but we will. And when we write them, they too will turn up in this list of things we can call. What was the hotkey?
Insert function call dot 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 control plus I.
Control I, we'll remember that. We'll want to use that again. For now, we'll just type enter here.
Enter.
Dash, dash, the left there and dash, right there, and minus operator is used in equations to indicate subtraction. Insert function 1.
Now, we're in an edit box here, I think. Let me see. Insert F1.
This is an edit field in which you can type information.
Yep, so we can type the name of the function here if we like, or we can tab.
Tab function name, dash, 1495.
Now, here we're in a whole list. What did that say?
Tab function name, dash, 1495.
Almost 500 functions that you can call, and this is not 3.7. There are more in 3.7, so they're probably over 500 by now. I'm in the list view, and I'll just start typing say string.
S-A-Y-S.
Say sentence. Say the current sentence at the active cursor period.
That got us to say sentence. Now I'll do a down arrow.
Say string. The say string makes the speech synthesizer speak a message period. This function is now obsolete since the implementation of the say function period. This function remains for the purpose of testing and debugging periods. If you are developing new scripts, comma, it is recommended that you do not use this function period. Instead, comma, use the say function.
But since I don't feel like doing it at the moment for a reason that I don't feel like explaining, I'm going to use it anyway, and I'm glad that it's here. So all I need to do now is press enter to select this.
Enter.
Parameter 1. This parameter must be either a text string enclosed in quotes, comma, a variable name that contains a string value, comma, or a script function that returns a string value, period.
Now, we haven't talked about strings, have we? We haven't even talked about variable types. So we will get more into that as we go here. But for now, What I want to do is just specify some literal text here that I want to say, and I know I have to say
quote,
and then I'll say
H-E-L-L-O, quote,
and press enter.
Enter.
Notepad.js.
And that closed that dialog box.
Say string left there and quote hello, quote right there.
And that's what we've got written there, and they did it for us.
Right there, blank.
Ain't that nice? So that's the extent of our first script. But what we've created now, remember, is the notepad.jss file. We haven't created anything that will be executed. So we need to compile it. And that is in the file menu, but I'll just tell you quickly, it's Control-S as well.
Control-S.
Compile complete. Notepad.jss.
And fortunately, we didn't mess up. Let's say that that was a happy message, by the way.
Blank.
I'm going to...
Say string. Right there in quote.
I'm going to take...
Right there in.
The quote off there. One of the quotes is now deleted, and I'll do the Control S again.
Control S.
Compile error. Missing closing quote. Okay.
And it told me that it knows for a change exactly what's wrong.
Enter.
Notepad.jss.
I pushed enter on the okay.
Length. S. A-Y-S-T-R-I-N-G.
So it's got me on the line that the error is in, but my cursor is not exactly where the missing quote was. It's just at the beginning of the line, and I know it's
end.
At the end.
Right there in.
Just before the right parent.
Quote.
And now our line says...
Say string left parent quote hello quote right parent.
And we'll compile it again.
Control-S.
Compile complete. Notepad.jss.
Okay, let's switch back to Notepad.
Alt-Tab.
Untitled-Notepad. Untitled-Notepad.
Okay, now we'll just type some text. How about if I say, my name is Jim.
M-Y space N-A-M-E space I-S space.
Hello.
Huh? It said hello.
I-M space.
When I pressed the J, by golly, it said hello, didn't it? But what's our line of text say?
My name is M.
My name is M.
Space M, I, space, I, M, space.
There's no J there, is there? The reason is that JAWS intercepted the J and activated my script, but I didn't tell it to pass the J onto the application, and it had assumed that I didn't want to. So let's go over there and do it anyway.
Alt-Tab.
JAWS script manager notepad.jss. Length. Say string left there and quote hello, quote right there and length. Home.
All right, I went to the next line, and the ding was when I pushed the home key to go to the left margin. And we're going to pass the keystroke on, and the way you do that is by this shift left bracket thing.
Left brace.
Right.
J. Right brace. Enter.
Okay, so I did left all. You heard what I did. Well, now we'll compile it.
Control S.
Compile complete. Notepad.jss.
Let's go back to Notepad.
Alt-Tab.
Untitled-Notepad. Untitled-Notepad. My name is blank.
Enter.
Now let's type this line again.
M, Y, space, N-A-M-E, space, I-S, space.
Hello.
I-M.
Well, it said hello, so we know it intercepted our keystroke, but what does the line say?
My name is Jim.
Indeed. Well, I imagine next week we'll do some even more interesting things. If you have any questions, please send them in, and we'll answer them on the air. Send to scriptman@acbradio.org. See you next week.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of the Main Menu team, enjoy your Windows Millennium. We'll see you next week.